Disney Spooky Collection. Three chilling stories. Pinocchio. The Witch of Waldunkle Way. Based on the story by Katherine Hopka. Illustrated by the Disney Storybook Art Team. Pinocchio and Jiminy Cricket went shopping in town. It was All Hallows' Eve. Pinocchio heard someone telling a story about the Witch of Waldunkle Way. The witch lives in a dark cave. She sneaks into town on All Hallows' Eve. She comes to find a new animal friend. Pinocchio and Jiminy went home. "It is spooky tonight," said Jiminy. The house was still and silent when they arrived. They called out for Geppetto and Figaro, but there was no answer. "What if the witch took Figaro?" Pinocchio asked. "Do not be silly," Jiminy said. "The witch is just a story. She comes out of her cave to look for a new animal friend," Pinocchio reminded him. Jiminy gulped. What if Pinocchio was right? "We have to go to the witch's cave," Pinocchio said. He led the way up a twisted trail. Something leaped in front of them. "Ah!" Jiminy yelled. "Witch!" Pinocchio shouted. But it was only a deer. Something flew over them. "Whoo!" it said. But it was just an owl. "There is the witch's cave," Pinocchio said. Pinocchio and Jiminy walked toward the cave. Something flew straight at them. Bats. Lots and lots of bats. Jiminy lit a match. "Where is the witch?" Pinocchio asked. "And where is Figaro?" The friends returned home. Pinocchio saw Geppetto by the cottage. Right beside him was Figaro. "You are safe!" Pinocchio and Jiminy cried. "I thought the Witch of Waldunkle Way had taken Figaro," Pinocchio said. "I told you, the witch is just a story," Jiminy said. Everyone hurried inside. Just in case. Peter Pan, A Trick for Hook. Based on the story by Calliope Glass. Illustrated by the Disney Storybook Art Team. Wendy, John, and Michael Darling were practicing flying. Wendy got scared and fell. "I thought I saw a ghost," she said. "Today is All Hallows' Eve." "What is that?" asked Peter Pan. "It is a holiday with ghosts and other spooky things," said Wendy. "And turnips," John said. "Yes, you hollow out a turnip and give it a face," Wendy said. "Sounds spooky," Peter said. "Look, I have goosebumps." "People play tricks on each other," Wendy said, "and tell spooky stories." "We can play an All Hallows' Eve trick on Captain Hook," Peter said. Peter grabbed an old white sheet and a pirate hat. "All pirates fear the ghost of old Sea Dog," he said. "Who is that?" asked Wendy. "He is from a scary story pirates tell each other," he said. "We are going to make Captain Hook think the ghost of old Sea Dog is haunting Neverland," Peter said. "Ooh," he said. "Now, we fly over to Captain Hook's ship," said Peter. Tinkerbell sprinkled Wendy, John, and Michael with pixie dust. I hate All Hallows Eve, Hook said to himself. Something tapped the captain on the shoulder. Hook jumped a mile in the air. It was only Smee.
Ooh,
Peter said softly.
It is I, the old sea dog.
Peter flew straight at Hook. The scared captain ran away. Wendy and her brothers laughed and laughed.
We should go home, Wendy said.
They saw a spooky glow in the woods. Boo! Someone yelled. Wendy gasped. It was a floating turnip. Peter floated out of the shadows.
Peter, you really scared me, said Wendy. That was the idea, he said.
Mickey Mouse. Mickey's Spooky Night. Based on the story by Diane Muldrow. Illustrated by Scott Tilley and Brent Ford. The spooky decorations were up. The yummy snacks were ready.
I am gonna have a great Halloween party tonight, Mickey said.
Mickey thought he heard something outside. He picked up a candle and opened the front door slowly.
Gosh, I'm just being silly, he said.
Mickey went to look for his old pirate costume. He climbed up, up, up a ladder into the dark attic. Boom! Crash! A thunder and lightning storm started. Mickey thought he saw something move.
Hello?
He said. But it was just a coat rack with a sheet over it. Mickey brushed the dust off his old trunk.
I bet my pirate costume is in here, he said.
Mickey turned the key. Something popped out of the trunk.
Ah!
He yelled and jumped back. It was just a plastic skeleton.
Oh, more decorations, Mickey said. I will take the whole trunk downstairs.
While Mickey got dressed, Pluto played outside. He ran under the clothesline. A sheet fell on him. It covered him from head to tail. Suddenly, rain began to fall. The wet sheet stuck to Pluto like glue. He could not see anything. Donald, Goofy, Minnie, and Daisy came to Mickey's house.
It is a very spooky Halloween night, said Daisy. Mickey, we are here, the friend said.
But there was no answer. Suddenly, the lights went out. Something upstairs was making a lot of strange noise. Between the storm, the dark, and the noises, it felt like they were in a haunted house. But the noise was just Mickey.
Yikes! These spider webs are all over the place, he said.
Mickey's friends saw something run past the window. Goofy gasped.
"A ghost!"
yelled Daisy. Mickey's friends heard footsteps and rattling bones. A horrible monster was coming toward them. Suddenly, the lights came back on.
Hiya, gang, Mickey said. We thought you were a monster, Minnie said. You really scared us, Donald said. Mickey, this is the scariest, most exciting Halloween. How did you do it? Daisy asked.
Just then, Pluto ran through the doggy door.
The ghost is back! Minnie cried.
Woof! Said the ghost.
Pluto! Mickey shouted. Halloween is good for a scare, he said. But friends are good for a laugh.